at a United Nations gathering to celebrate United for a Culture of Peace Through Interfaith Harmony, Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson spoke about the role of interfaith harmony in the peaceful settlement of disputes.
During my early years of work in Sudan, I experienced firsthand the tensions between the Muslims in the north and the Christians in the south. But I also saw during that time and later the potential of interfaith dialogue to reach out to communities and foster understanding. This strengthened my conviction that religion can help resolve as much as deepen conflicts.
He gave another example, which took place during the Iran-Iraq conflict of the 1980s. The Deputy Secretary General said intensive shuttle diplomacy between Baghdad and Tehran had been going on for months.
One issue we discussed with the parties was the withdrawal of military forces to the internationally recognized boundaries. Olof Palme asked a Muslim member of our delegation for help in finding a surah in the Quran that would support this point, that they should withdraw to the international boundary. And our colleague shared a surah with us, I think it was 15 or 51, the experts have to tell me later, which said, if the enemy turns his back on you, you are not allowed to attack him. In other words, we could have a peaceful withdrawal, thanks to this quote from the surah. This immediately resonated with our Muslim interlocutors. They were genuinely moved that we had demonstrated respect for their religion, and interfaith understanding turned out to be a key to progress in the negotiations at that time.
In his address, the President of the General Assembly, Vuk Jeremic, said the United Nations was created for the first time in history as a workable international system that aspired to justice, where dialogue was endowed with greater value than force, and where freedom of religion became a standard.
Regrettably, our world is still characterized by too much confrontation, intolerance, and recurring warfare. Manifestly, some of the aspiration of UN founders still need to be realized. This appears to be a tall order.
Ms. Kiran Bali, chair of the United Religions Initiative Global Council, noted that our human identity continues to be compartmentalized in the name of caste, gender, and religion.
But our diversity does not have to divide. Rather, we must nurture the flame of unity to ensure the positive transformation of our world.
Ms. Kiran Bali, speaking at a World Interfaith Harmony Week gathering. Jerry Adams, United Nations.